Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Right in the middle of a second date update, and if you're just joining us, Allison is on the phone, and Allison thinks she's not getting a call back because her and her date talked about something scary.
Something scary.
That lurks all around you on a daily basis.
It does.
They're everywhere waiting for their chance to pounce. I'm, of course, talking about feet. Allison, who is on the phone to do a second date update, has a fear of feet. And she thinks that she's not getting a call back because Ken, who's the guy that she went out with, asked her what her fear was, and she shared that with him. And then shortly after that, he was like, my stomach hurts, and you should probably go. Allison, are you ready to call him?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, if that's really it, you can't really do anything about it, right? Like, you can't change that piece of you. It's that serious.
Yeah, you know, I cannot change that about myself, but I probably shouldn't have brought it up on a first date either.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm the crazy chick who's scared of feet.
That could be what he heard in his head when you said it. So we'll find out right now. I'm going to dial his phone number and get him on the phone and see if we can get you an answer, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Hello?
Hi, I was looking for Jake.
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Jake, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
What's that?
It's a radio show.
A radio show?
Yeah. Like on the radio, like in your car and stuff, you could listen to us if you wanted to, but obviously you don't, so that's fine. I'm calling you today because we got an email about you from one of our listeners.
About me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Why would somebody email you about me?
Well, because you guys went on a date recently, and now you're not calling her back. So, you recently had a date with a girl named Allison.
Yeah.
You met her at the bank?
Yeah, I did.
And she told us how you hung out at your place, watched some movies, had some drinks, and she thought you guys had a fun time, but you haven't reached out to her to go out again. So, she asked if we could get you on the phone and find out if there's a problem.
I mean, there's not a problem.
Well, there isn't a problem, but you haven't called her or emailed her or anything.
No, I haven't, but, you know, I mean, I made a mistake, and I don't see the need to call her or have a second date with her.
Oh.
You made a mistake? That sounds rude.
I was talking-
Did you not like her that much?
Well, I mean, it's not her. I mean, it's like a mistake. It's like me. It was like a mistake on my part. It's not like that.
You mean asking her out? Is that because you were doing business at the bank and you feel weird about it now?
No. I mean, it's just like a personal mistake, and I don't feel the need to call her back. You know, I mean, it was only one date, and you know, we didn't even kiss or anything like that. So
she said that you called things off because you said you felt sick. Was that an excuse, or did you actually feel sick?
Well, I did feel sick a little bit, but it was more an excuse, to tell you the truth. Halfway through, I realized everything that I needed to realize, and I was like, this is better off not happening.
You can understand why she's confused, though. Like, you asked her out, and then instead of going to the bar, you had her come to your house, and it seemed like you were setting up, like, a Netflix and chill situation, and then you bailed on it.
Well, I mean, I kind of was trying to set that up, but then I kind of bailed halfway through, and, I mean, so she's kind of right.
What? Okay, all right.
What? Why?
Was it the feet thing? She told us how you guys were hanging out, talking about fears, and she told you that she was scared of feet.
Yeah, no, the feet thing was weird. I will say that. I mean, that's funny that she did tell you that, though, because I couldn't stop laughing. That was weird.
She thought for sure. I mean, she said the things ended, like, minutes after that discussion.
Yeah, but it didn't have to do with the feet or anything like that. It was just a mistake on my part.
Can you give us anything? Because she's really confused. She actually liked you a lot and wants to know. Can you just give us a clue?
Well, like, man, I've never been with a woman, you know, and
what?
I just wanted to try to, you know, Netflix and chill and stuff. And
you're a virgin?
Well, man, no, I'm not a virgin. I just never been with a woman. You know?
Are you gay then?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
So wait, so you're gay, but you thought maybe you would try out women for a night?
Yeah, I mean, it's always been something I wanted to try and see kind of how it is and how it feels with a woman. And Allison is, you know, a beautiful girl, and she had a great bubbly personality, and I love that. I really do.
Yeah.
And she's really cool, and, I mean, I would hang out with her again in a second. I mean, you know, I saw her in the bank. I was like, if I'm going to have sex with a woman, that's the woman I want to have sex with.
Well, that's a compliment, I guess.
Very nice.
That is.
Why wouldn't you just tell her that, though? Like, why? I mean, I understand, like, asking her out, you wouldn't tell her. But as the night progressed, why wouldn't you just be honest?
I don't know. It's not really, I don't know. I just didn't think she would understand, and then I was gonna have to explain everything, and I just felt like kind of bad leading her on, so I just ended it and was just gonna not see her again.
Oh
you
my
know?
God, that would be like the most flattering reason ever to me. I'd be like, cool.
Plus, you grew up.
I mean, we could still hang out.
I wonder if she's gonna like that or if that's gonna be an insult. Let's find out, because she's actually on the phone and wants to talk to you.
No. I don't want you to call her or anything.
No, I don't have to. She's literally on the phone right now. Allison?
Hi, Jake. So, you're gay, huh?
Yeah, I'm gay. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amazing.
You know, I wish that had come up. I wish you would have told me that.
It's important to know when you're going on a date with someone what their sexual preference is.
Yeah, like that's important context.
Yeah, I mean, it is important, but I didn't feel like I needed to tell you every single thing about me. I wanted to try, I mean, maybe, you know, I wanted to try something different. And while I was sitting there, I was thinking about it, and it's just disgusting, and I didn't want to do it.
Okay, Jake, we don't need
disgusting.
To have so many.
You are gross.
Yeah.
So many adjectives.
No,
there.
You're not gross, Allison. Allison, you're a beautiful girl. It's not about you. It's just about me. And like, I didn't want to touch you. You know. It's gross.
Well, this is probably the only time that someone could say that to me, and I guess I kind of get it. I'm like not that upset.
Yeah.
Obviously, I mean, you don't want to touch me. I just wish I'd known. Like, I thought it was about me.
No, it's not about you. It's not about you. If I was straight, I would date you in a second.
Was there any, like, critiques you could give her? I mean, if you were straight, how would you change your dating game?
I would definitely hold back on the feet thing, because that's, like, a weird thing to bring up.
Yeah.
25 minutes into a date. Yeah, that's super weird, so I would probably hold off on that.
Thank you so much for the dating critiques. Can I give you a piece of advice too, Jake?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great, cool. The next time you go on a date with a woman, tell her you're gay first.
Good advice.
Yes.
Well, I have to ask the question anyway. Jake, would you like to go out with Allison on a second date? We will pay for it. Maybe you can give it another shot.
Friends. friends.
Or they could just be friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. As friends, yeah, but as like romantic, no.
All right. Allison, kind of worked for you. I mean, you do get to go out with him again if you want.
Free dinner.
Yeah, I just can't believe this is happening. Like, never in a million years would I have thought that this was the reason that he wasn't calling me back.
So good news, though, it wasn't your fear of feet that turned him off, right?
Hey!
Yeah, this would happen. It's like I finally meet a guy that I connect with who's super great, and he doesn't care about the feet thing, and he's gay.
Yeah. There you go.
There's real life for you.
Yeah, that saying's around for a reason, I guess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.